And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I want to talk to you about a concept that we've talked about on the show before, but I think it's worth bringing up again because it's a concept that maybe you have difficulty wrapping your head around because it involves the future. And if you're as good as I am at predicting the future, then you may not even want to explore this topic with me because, I mean, what happens in the future, right? I mean, let's talk about that. What does happen in the future? Well, future you happens in the future. Future everything else happens in the future. But here's the thing. There's no one place you can go to where you can get definitive information about what is exactly going to happen in the future because the future hasn't occurred yet. It has not happened. For instance, the end of this show, it hasn't occurred yet. I don't even know what's going to happen when I close this show because I haven't gotten to that point in time. So predicting the future is something very difficult. And that's what we're going to get into on today's show. But before I do that, there's two orders of business that I want to share with you. And these are very important orders of business. And these require you to have a writing instrument in your hand or possibly access to that electronic device that's your leash. Yeah, your phone is your leash. It controls you. I know that. Trust me. But let me get back to what I'm talking about. These orders of business are important for your future self. So here they are. The first thing I want you to write down or record on your phone or however you collect data is I want you to write down askal@luinc.com. Real easy. askal@luinc.com. LUINC stands for Lifestyles Unlimited Incorporated. .com obviously stands for, well, .com, right? So why am I having you write that down? Well, if you have any real estate investing question at all that you want answered, send it to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer your question. No one else is going to answer the email. It comes directly to me. Now, I will tell you every once in a while, those emails show up in my spam folder, and I'll admit it, I'm not real good at checking my spam folder on a routine basis. So if I don't respond to you in a couple of days, don't fret. It probably just means I haven't checked my spam folder for whatever reason it went there. And I don't know why that happens, but it happens. Most of the emails come directly to me, but sometimes they do show up in that spam folder. So why do I want you to write to me? I want you to write to me specifically if you have a real estate investing question at all, or maybe you've got a question about retirement. And I don't pretend to be the end all, know all with everything regarding retirement. But here's the thing. I've got some great people on my team that do know those answers. So I can reach out to them and I can get those answers for you if I don't already know the answer. So what kind of question might trip me up a little bit? Well, questions that specifically involve your situation with retirement and maybe your 401k. And here's why. I understand what the 401k is. I understand what the 401k is intended to do. I understand that the 401k is probably going to fail you in the future. I understand all of these things. Now, have I ever owned a 401k? And the short answer is no. I have never personally owned a 401k. Now, I've had IRAs, but I've never had a 401k. So I don't know the intricate details about a 401k, but I do know people that do know the intricate details. So what I'm getting at is I can get you the answer that you're looking for, or I can refer you to somebody else that would be better qualified to give you the answer you're looking for. So that's why I want you to write me. Write me at askal@luinc.com. I will respond directly to you, and I will get you the information you're looking for. Now, on today's show, I want to talk to you a little bit about the future. Well, we don't necessarily know what the future holds. Now, do we? We don't. And I will tell you, that right now, this is my birth month, and this is the month that I turn 60 years of age. If I were to go back and look at my previous life, if I were to go back and look at what I was doing at the age of 55, I could never have predicted at the age of 55 that I would be sitting here talking to you on the radio at the age of almost 60. I'm serious about that. Okay, now granted, I was doing radio back then 5 years ago, but at the end of the day, I didn't know that I would still be doing radio 5 years from then. I didn't know that I would be transitioning out of single family assets into multifamily assets. I didn't know certain things were going on in my life, even though I put together something called a five-year plan. So what's this five-year plan? Well, a five-year plan is just that. It is a projection of what you intend to accomplish in the next 5 years. And here's the crazy thing about a five-year plan. It's a rolling five-year plan. So in other words, at the age of 55, I didn't set into motion things that I intended to check up on now that I'm about ready to turn age 60. No, what I did was I got to the age of 56 and I kind of reevaluated everything. And I asked myself, am I still good to go for the things that I'm trying to accomplish in the next 4 to 5 years? If I said yes, then I kept them on my long-term planning factors. But if I said no, then I would change things up. I would adjust my five-year plan. And I will tell you, as I approach the age of 60, the five-year plan that I set into motion at the age of 55 is different today than it was 5 years ago. And now I'm not going to get into the nuances of what I did differently and what I could have done differently and things like that, because first of all, it would probably just bore you. And second of all, it's all in the past. It doesn't matter. So what I'm doing today is I am preparing my five-year plan for me to achieve at the age of 65. And along the way, I will adjust that five-year plan. And I tend to do it annually. I tend to do it right around my birthday because it kind of reminds me, I'm getting older. I'm getting older. You're getting older too. All right. So let me get into what I want to talk to you about. And it has to do with the future. It does. Now, I went to ChatGPT and I said, look, and I'll just tell you what I asked ChatGPT. I said, what is $50,000 invested today in the stock market worth in 5 years? Seems like a pretty simple answer, right? Here's what ChatGPT told me. It said, the future value of $50,000 invested in the stock market over 5 years depends on several factors, including the rate of return on the investment. And then it said, if we assume an average annual rate of return, we can use the compound interest formula to calculate the future value. And then it gave me the formula. It broke the formula down for me. And then it said, look, without specific information on the expected rate of return, it's challenging to figure an exact figure or to give an exact figure. However, assuming a moderate annual rate of return of around 7%, the calculation will be, and then it breaks the calculation down. And here's what it results in. With an assumed 7% annual return, now this is ChatGPT in all of its infinite wisdom, determining that you should be expecting about a 7% rate of return because it looks at what historical returns have been in the stock market when it comes up with this information. After all, it is AI, right? So it says, with an assumed 7% annual return, $50,000 invested today would be worth approximately $70,127.55 after 5 years in the stock market. And then I thought to myself, you know, 7%, that does seem kind of on the low end, because when I'm talking to you guys about the rates of return that I've researched in the stock market, I get rates of return that are closer to 10%. As a matter of fact, a little bit over 10%. So I went back to ChatGPT and I said, look, what if we assume a 10% annual rate of return? What can we get for that? And it said, okay, if we assume a 10% annual return, we can calculate the future value using, again, the compound interest formula. And it gave me the formula and it broke the formula down for me. And here's what it said. So with a 10% annual return, $50,000 invested today would be worth $80,525.50 after 5 years in the stock market. So that's a better return, because the 7% return said we would get a little over 70,000, right? But the 10% rate of return says we're getting a little bit over 80,000. So effectively, we turned a $50,000 investment into an $80,000 investment if we get that 10% rate of return over a five-year period, and that's assuming compounded interest, right? So what kind of rate of return are we really getting? Well, it's about 60%. I didn't ask ChatGPT that. I'm just doing the mental gymnastics myself. It's about a 60% return on investment. So, I mean, some of you are thinking, wow, 60% return on investment, that's pretty good. Maybe I ought to put my money in the stock market, considering the stock market seems to be doing real well right now. The stock market seems to be getting new highs again. So maybe it's safe to go back in the stock market. And here's what I want you to do. I want you to cool your jets. I do. I want you to take a step back, take a breath, and realize that rate of return isn't that great. And here's why I know this. There were three properties that came into my inbox over the weekend. As a matter of fact, more than three properties came in. I just took the last three that showed up, and I ran an analysis on what these three properties can do. Now, ironically, you could buy all three of these properties for a cash out-of-pocket contribution of $50,000. Now you know where I got my analysis for ChatGPT, because I was considering putting $50,000 into the stock market, and I wanted to get a rate of return. What would ChatGPT tell me that money would be worth, 5 years from now? And then I plugged all that other information about the real estate assets into my spreadsheet, and here's what I found out. I found out that if I invested that money in real estate assets, that I would get, after 5 years, $224,000. I would turn $50,000 into $224,000. That's a 369% rate of return. We come back from the break. I'll break it down. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited, over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. And I'm doing so by talking about the future. But before I get back into the future, let me give you the number to call if you want to talk to a live real estate investor. It's 866-945-6565. While you're talking to that real estate investor, you can ask them to sign you up for one of our free workshops. You could ask them to sign you up for our case study event. Either of those events are free to you, and it gives you insight as to what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited without actually pulling the trigger and having to become a member. I think it's great. A great opportunity for you to kick the tires and, check out what we do. So get signed up for a free workshop, get signed up for a case study event, and then you'll be ready to become a member, and then you'll be ready to do the Financial Freedom Seminar, and then you'll really be ready to invest in real estate. The other thing I have for you is that if you'd like to send me an email, you can do so at askal@luinc.com. Again, askal@luinc.com. Now, as we were going to the break, I was telling you that real estate is actually poised to be in a better position to give you a better rate of return than what you're doing in the stock market. Now, the only kicker is this. It's going to take a little bit of work and some effort on your part. Now, I'm not talking about taking on an additional 40-hour a week job. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I'm talking about spending an hour or two, maybe three extra hours per week devoted to understanding and educating yourself with real estate investing. The fact that you're listening to this show indicates to me that you already have a desire to do what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. You're already dedicating a little portion of your life to educating yourself because you're listening to this show. And you're probably listening to the Del Walmsley radio show. And by the way, if you want to listen to all of the radio shows that we produce at the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network, all you have to do is either go to lifestylesunlimited.com and you can see all of our radio shows repurposed as podcasts. You can listen to any show that you want. They're all right there. Or you could just go to your favorite podcast provider and sign up for the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. When you get there, subscribe to the channel, and it will give you access to all of the shows that we produced in podcast form. It's the easiest way to stay connected to what we do. And by the way, you're educating yourself. You're becoming a more sophisticated real estate investor by listening to these shows. So let's talk about the future. ChatGPT says that if you took $50,000 and you invested it in the stock market and you got a 10% annual return, you were able to compound that return, you would get about a 60% return on investment at the end of 5 years. You would turn $50,000 into approximately, well, a little bit over $80,000. But I don't think that's the most effective use of your money. I think the most effective use of your money is to invest it in real estate. Now, I will caveat that and tell you that you should not just go willy-nilly out there and buy real estate just because you can. You need to educate yourself, and that's where Lifestyles Unlimited comes in. We are a real estate investor education and mentoring company. Those are the two services we provide, and we do a pretty darn good job of providing that service. We have well over 50,000 members in Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, you may be going, wow, you got 50,000 members in there. There's probably no room for me. There is totally room for you because there's plenty of real estate to go around in the United States. So don't worry about the fact that we have 50,000 members and you might be 50,001. That will have zero bearing on your ability to affect your real estate investing journey. But what I want to talk to you about primarily is that if you took that same $50,000 and you invested it in real estate, you would be poised to get better rates of return than what you're getting in the stock market. And you're not going to dedicate that much more of your valuable time to your real estate endeavors. And part of the reason you're not going to invest that much more of your time to your real estate endeavors is because it doesn't require a whole bunch of your time to do what we do. Now, earlier, I want to say on yesterday's show, we had some guests on, and they specifically said that they spend about 4 hours per week on their real estate investing. Do you remember that? Yeah, I think Reza said that specifically, or maybe it was Ashley. I can't remember which one said it. But they said they spend about 4 hours per week dedicated to their real estate investments. And that's not a lot of time. And part of that time is also involved with dedicating to looking for additional investments to invest in. So they're using their time wisely, they're using it correctly, and they're not devoting a ton of their time to real estate investing because they don't have to do it. You know, you might be spending more of your valuable time listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited radio network than you would be actually looking at deals and determining what deals can do for you. So what am I getting at? Well, I'm getting at the fact that real estate is poised to pay you five different ways. There are five different ways we make money in real estate as opposed to what you're doing in the stock market, which only really pays you one way at all. Technically, there could be two ways if you're invested in dividend paying stocks, but most of you are probably not invested in dividend paying stocks. So therefore, you only make money one way. And that's when the stock goes up in price, right? Unless you're shorting stocks, in which case you're doing a different type of investing, which actually takes a lot more of your time. But in real estate, we make money five different ways. We make money with the cash flow. We make money with the equity capture. We get money from natural appreciation. We make money from principal paydown. There are the tax advantages associated with being a real estate investor that protect the cash flow and allow us to earn that cash flow essentially tax-free, which is a benefit to us, because when you take a look at all the different ways we make money in real estate, if we invested $50,000 into three different assets, and that's what I did, is I looked at three different assets that came into my inbox over the weekend. I determined, based on what these assets can do, based on the five different ways we make money in real estate, we would turn $50,000 into about $224,000. You heard me correctly. I said $224,000, not the $80,000 that I talked to you about in the stock market, but $224,000. That represents a combined rate of return of over 369%. Let me say that number again, 369%. Wouldn't you like to be invested into assets that can return a rate of return of 369%? I think you should be in those types of investments, because when you're investing that way, it positions you to be able to retire yourself in 5 years or less. Did you know that through natural appreciation, your real estate asset will most likely go up in value? Yeah, I'm serious about that. We've done the research, and what we have found is that 20 years seems to be the sweet spot. Yeah, if you held a property for 20 years, it should double in value just based off the natural appreciation. So what if you only held it 5 years? Well, that would be a fourth of 20 years, right? Or 5 years. In other words, it should go up about 25% over a five-year period of time. Now, 25% isn't as good as the 60% that the stock market could produce for you. But when you add that 25% to the 96% that you're getting on the cash flow, you're getting a bigger number, right? You are getting a bigger number. Now, you also make money based off of the fact that you're capturing equity in these assets. And my analysis said that we're actually capturing across all three of these assets approximately $78,000 in additional equity. That's equity that you're not putting into the deal. So when you do the math and you consider you're capturing equity of $78,000 and you're putting $50,000 into the deal, I mean, come on, do the numbers, right? You're getting $128,000 in total combined equity, which is a ton of equity. So if you take the $78,000 in equity that you capture across all three of these properties, and you divide it by the $50,000 that you're actually injecting into the deal, you're getting a 169% return on the capital gain. 169%. That is a huge number. That blows the 60% rate of return you're getting in the stock market out of the water. It really does. I mean, now think about it. That's a lot of money. The fact that you're getting $78,000 in additional equity and you're really not doing anything for it other than buying the property correctly, I think that's a testament to what real estate can do for you. Now, another thing that you get is you get principal pay down. In other words, you're going to leverage these properties correctly. You're going to put a mortgage on them, and that mortgage is going to be about 75% loan to value, and you're going to make a mortgage payment. Now, that mortgage payment is going to consist of principal and interest. You may have it set up with impound accounts, so you're paying your taxes and your insurance along with it. But let's just talk about the mortgage part of that mortgage payment, the principal and the interest. The interest that you pay is a tax write-off. It is a tax write-off. Interest is a write-off. End of story, okay? But what about that principal reduction? What is principal reduction? Okay, principal reduction is something that occurs every month when you make that mortgage payment. Every month, a portion of that mortgage payment between the principal and the interest goes to principal reduction, and a part of it goes to cover the interest cost regarding that mortgage instrument. So the principal reduction pays down the amount that you owe in the asset, thereby giving you additional equities in the asset. Now, I'm not going to do the rates of return. Well, I guess I could do the rates of return on principal pay down, but I don't want to do it. And here's why. They don't tend to give you the big numbers. Now, it is a way that we make money in real estate, so I don't want to discount it. But you know, you might get 10 or 11 or 12% per year on the principal pay down. So it's not a huge number, but ironically, it's keeping pace with what ChatGPT and your financial advisor told you you ought to get when you're investing in the stock market, right? All right. Now, there's the tax advantages associated with real estate, and the way the tax advantages work is you write off something called depreciation on the asset. So if you're getting an annual income off of these three assets of approximately $9,500, you're taking something called a depreciation write-off, and across all three of these properties, it works out to be a little over $13,000, meaning you're not going to pay any taxes on the income that you're earning on these assets because the depreciation is wiping out the tax gain. As a matter of fact, you're going to have almost $4,000 of additional depreciation costs that you can use for other assets or whatever else the IRS says you can use that on. So what does this do for you ultimately? Ultimately, when you look at the five different ways we make money in real estate, if you calculate everything all the way through, what you find is that you put $50,000 into three different assets. And what those assets have been able to do for you over a five-year period of time. Now, again, this is a projection, but over a five-year period of time, you're going to turn $50,000 into $224,000. That gives you a rate of return of 369% return on investment. Now, do you think you can get yourself retired in 5 years or less if the assets that you're investing in are returning almost 370% rate of return? I think the answer is yes. The answer is definitely yes. And here's the other thing I need to pose to you. What if you have more than $50,000 to invest? What if you have $100,000 to invest? I mean, we could just simply take the numbers that I ran here and double them. Yeah, double them. So if you had $100,000 and you invested it into six different properties, you're looking at getting almost $450,000 in return based on that $100,000 investment. Now, do you think you can do something with retirement when you're sitting with close to $500,000? I think the answer is yes. So now you have six assets that have made money for you over a five-year period of time. Let's say you sold all six of those assets and you exchange them for 12 assets, because that's one of the concepts that we'll teach you as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. When you sell one, you want to be able to buy two to replace it. So you sell six, you buy 12, and now you're looking at literally close to $1 million in return on investment over a 10-year period of time. Over 10 years. And again, I'm talking about the slow way of doing this. I'm not talking about doubling up after 2 years. I'm not talking about doubling up after 1 year. I'm talking about owning these things for 5 years before you double up. So over a 10-year period of time, you will have essentially taken $100,000 and you will have earned close to $1 million from that $100,000 investment over a 10-year period of time. So which ultimately is the best rate of return for you? Is it what the stock market does, or is it what real estate does? And ironically, there's a sixth way that we make money in real estate. Now, it only works in the pure multifamily space, meaning you have to have a collection of five or more units in order to make this work. But there's a little thing called forced appreciation that when you invest in multifamily, you can actually force appreciation on those assets faster than what natural appreciation can do for you, which means you can get even better returns in a shorter amount of time. I'll tell you what, if your head isn't blown by now by everything that I've said, then you haven't been listening to the show. Because at the end of the day, what I've conveyed to you is that real estate is the smart way to get yourself retired in a period of 5 years or less. You can absolutely get this done. And I'm talking about just having $50,000 to start with. I know many of you have more than $50,000 to get going. So what I want you to do is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. I want you to sign up for a free workshop so that we can get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at lifestylesunlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.